pallets and container plants. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Okay, gang, it is Friday morning, and the good news for you is Mike Schultz is here to talk about the movies. A big summer blockbuster opening in Quad City Theaters.
There is.
This segment brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures there on 53rd Street in Davenport.
That's right. I got my email with all the show times for the weekend. And you can do the same. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for show times. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. And from what I hear, they have the IMAX.
I'll be there today.
I drove by it this morning on my way to work, and I saw that Jumping the Broom was on the marquee, but I didn't see Thor. But then again, I was only half awake when I was driving here.
Yeah, it's playing on three screens, I think, actually.
As it should.
One of them being the IMAX.
As it should. We'll get to that, but in the meantime,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, fast, before we get to movies,
yes.
Can I talk about TV? Just because that music reminded me, I am four episodes away from finishing season four of Mad Men.
Oh, boy.
It might be the best season yet. Seriously. I love it. Strap in for the next four. Like in 2 days, I think I've watched like seven episodes. It's so good.
You'll get that done this weekend then.
Yeah. Good, chances are good.
Because I can't wait.
It's outstanding.
Do you know anything about what's going to happen?
No, as far as the end of the season? Yeah, unfortunately I do.
I know one kind of major plot point.
But.
Well, that sucks for you because that comes out of nowhere. And then it's like, what?
Yeah, and that's what my friend told me when he said that. It was like, well, if you know it comes out of nowhere, why did you just ruin that for
right.
me? But, all right.
Because I wanted to.
Because I could. You know, yeah, it was terrible. But anyway, it's great. So, yeah, if there's nothing to see at the movies, rent Mad Men. It's, thrilling.
Well, there is stuff to see at the movies, and we'll get to that. Yeah. But in the meantime, what have you seen since the last time we talked?
I saw Fast Five, of course. Yeah, it's exactly what you expect, but it's got moments that I thought were kind of fun. Dwayne Johnson is great, kind of comically well cast against Vin Diesel. You know, just two big things. You know, two behemoths facing off after each other. It's pretty funny. So that's kind of okay. It's just I don't care for it. The movie, I don't care for any of them really, but it does its job. It's too long. It's like 2 hours and 5 minutes. It's like, oh, really? 90 would have been just fine for this.
I got in an argument with a guy the other day because I insist Tokyo Drift is the best of all Marvel.
It's like saying Ringo's the best Beatle. Dude.
Hey!
No. I like Ringo. Don't get me wrong. But Tokyo Drift, really? So I saw that.
So that, I mean, it was fine for what it was.
It's fine. Exactly.
Right?
I don't care for it, but whatever. It's not made for me.
Right.
It's fine.
Right.
I saw Hoodwinked 2.
It's made for a much younger you.
Yeah, I guess.
It's made for 1984.
Yeah, I would have loved it in 1985, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was working at the movie theater and saw Rambo 15 times in a row.
Yeah, I would have dug Fast
5 then.
Yeah, and I'll let you in on a secret. Movies aren't really made for us anymore.
No, not so much. Mad Men is. That's what we watch.
There we go.
We stay home and watch TV and go to bed at 9.
So Fast 5, if you're into it, go see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hoodwinked 2, that horrible animated thing.
But you kind of liked the first one?
I did kind of like the first one.
But good?
Well, now I can't remember why. I mean, I'm like, if it was like this, I don't know what I was thinking 5 years ago, because this one was just incessant pop culture riffing that's not in any way funny, like less funny than Shrek, you know, and Shrek's not very funny. So, yeah, it was painful.
For those that don't know, it was really irritating.
Shrek,
it wasn't very funny either.
It's just irritating and loud and just kind of annoying.
This has nothing to do with movies, but I've got you here. Do you watch Community at all?
No. I've watched a couple episodes and don't care for it. But
How is that possible?
But I say that, and every single person says, have you seen the paintball episode? No, I haven't seen the paintball episode. Apparently, I have to see that one.
I got caught up with a couple episodes because I'm behind on the DVR last night.
Mm-hmm.
They did an entire episode that was an homage to My Dinner with Andre.
Oh, see, now that's brilliant.
How are you not watching this show?
I don't know. I don't care for anybody on it.
Oh!
I really don't. I don't like anybody.
You like Alison Brie. She's in Mad Men.
I like Alison Brie. Yeah, I don't know. Joel McHale doesn't do it for me.
Oh my God,
Chevy Chase is really profoundly annoying to me.
But they're supposed to be.
But I don't want to see that. I don't want to sit through annoying people for half hour a night.
You've got to see.
Everybody
episode.
Tells me that,
they
but they said the same about Scrubs, and I couldn't stand Scrubs either.
No, Scrubs is horrible.
Okay,
why would you watch? I don't know. So
I've given
good.
It a couple tries, and I've seen a couple that people have really liked, like the one where they do a kind of a faux documentary in the hospital.
Did you see that one? Did you see the zombie episode, Mike?
No.
Did you see the trampoline episode?
Oh, my God. The trampoline episode. All right, you're killing me, guys.
It is good. You just got to try again.
Father. Okay. This is a show that every time I watch it, I think, is Schultz writing these?
Wow, okay.
An entire zombie episode where they all become zombies.
Well, see, now that's fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll give it a whirl.
I will.
Try it again.
Maybe I'll just start with season two, and then if I really like that.
Yeah, stay away from season one.
Season one is not very good.
Is that what you were watching?
I saw one this season two a few months ago. Okay. Just stay away from season one. Okay.
Season one's all right.
Well, when that hits DVD, I'll get caught up at the beginning and I'll watch it. I guarantee you.
You can watch them on demand at Mediacom for nothing. If you hit the NBC button,
really?
They have like the last six or seven episodes.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a whirl. I will.
It's so good.
Okay. Yeah.
We really should go back to talking about movies. But in 2011, when someone's doing a half-hour spinoff of My Dinner with Andre.
Yeah, see, now that's genius.
It's great.
That's great.
Abed's wearing, like, the sweater and everything. It's fantastic. It's the best.
All right. That's fair. No, that makes me want to see it.
What is the Dinner with Andre?
You've never seen My Dinner with Andre?
It's brilliant.
A movie that came out in the 80s. It's just basically two guys having a conversation. He's got this weird friend that he's been avoiding. And they just talk.
It's Wally Shawn and Andre Gregory. And they just sit and talk about...
Art and life for about an hour and 40 minutes.
And it's brilliant. It's so great. Yeah.
It's just watching two guys eat dinner.
Yeah.
But it works. They do a send-up of it.
All right. I'm on board. I'm totally on board.
Back to the movies.
And the only other thing I saw, because I blew off Disney's prom. It was like, life's short.
Yeah,
forget it.
Right.
But I did see a movie that's already gone, Win-Win, the one with Paul Giamatti as the wrestling coach. Really, really great.
Yeah.
Really fantastic.
Already gone, though.
I was thrilled it came for the week and I got
DVD.
To see it. Yeah, but it's really good. Amy Ryan is hilarious in it. She's fantastic.
It's supposed to be really funny.
Giamatti. It's very funny. It's touching in a light way that's not pushy touching.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. Okay. So that's it.
That had one week here, huh?
It did indeed. Yeah. So
the only movie that I have a clip for, an information for, I know that there's a movie open called Jumping the Broom.
Jumping the Broom.
Which is, I guess, a romantic comedy.
We got two kind of warring families, and they meet and they fight at the wedding. You know, it's May. We get one of these every year.
Right. So, right. And then also opening today is Thor, Marvel Comics' God of Thunder, cast down to Earth among humans, where he must learn what it takes to be a true hero. And here's a clip from Thor in theaters today.
Thor, Odin's son, you have betrayed the express command of your king. Through your arrogance and stupidity, you have opened these peaceful realms and innocent lives to the horror and desolation of war! You are unworthy of these realms, unworthy of your title! You're unworthy! I now take from you your power! In the name of my father, and his father before, I own it, your father! Cast you out!
See, here's the thing. That's Anthony Hopkins in a movie directed by Kenneth Branagh. I want you to keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's odd.
Sounds like someone's not worthy.
Well, I mean, he's a big jerk, but that's kind of the appeal, and he learns to be less of a jerk, I guess.
Kenneth Branagh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So is this something you get to today?
Yeah, I'm seeing that. I'm seeing the IMAX screen at Rave, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
What time is that? I might have to go see.
I think there's one 10:30, actually.
I'm not going to make that one.
But rats. I don't know. It could be kind of fun. We'll see.
We'll see.
The previews, when they're going for the funny in the previews, they work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's lacking from these superhero movies is a little sense of humor from now.
Yeah, laugh a little, guys.
Yeah, right?
Really.
It's a comic book.
Have a good time.
Right.
And this guy playing Thor looks like he's pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
So
check that out. Thor in theaters as of today. Anything else opening that we should talk about?
Yeah, that Kate Hudson romantic comedy, Something Borrowed with John Krasinski and Jennifer Goodwin. Girl loved this guy since college, but he's marrying her best friend, and then she accidentally sleeps with him, and it's like,
you wait for Bridesmaids next week, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
You just wait for that. Forget about this.
I'm pretty excited about that.
We had Wendy McClendon Covey on the show.
Oh, I'm not sure if
Reno 911. She's Officer Clementine.
Okay.
Yeah.
The busty blonde. Yeah. On yeah. Reno yeah. 911.
Is she in that movie?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, she's one of the principals.
Okay.
Yeah.
They got good people in that movie, though.
Yes, they do.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
So Thor, I tell you what you do is you do Thor this weekend, and then you do Bridesmaids under the guise of, well, here's one for you, honey. When really, it's not a chick flick at all. And then
that's what
you
I
double
hear.
Dip. You double dip.
Nicely done.
That's my advice.
You've got a plan,
sir. He's what you have to in this day and age, Mike. You have to. He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. Check out his reviews online and a podcast of this very segment at rcreader.com.
Yeah.
Also,
I want to listen to it right away.
Also at rcreader.com, information on how the government is poisoning us by dropping aluminum out of airplanes.
You've seen that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't checked out that movie yet, but I am curious.
I can't wait to be a part of that.
And also details on how they're bugging your home and how the fluoride in the water is going to render us all sterile, leaving Monsanto the only people who are able to create life.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's smiling all around, my friends. Yeah, you bet. Nothing but good news. Check it out.
Check out the River Cities Reader, your good news happy paper.
We're all doomed.
Also, the dining guide is really well put together.
That is a gorgeous thing.
Check
I
that
agree.
Out. 920 and 49 degrees. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.